latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
A woman in her 40s was injured in a car in Elche on Monday after a homemade explosive device detonated in the head restraint of a driving seat. The woman was hospitalized with head, neck and back injuries but discharged a short time later after the severity of her injuries were not as bad as first thought. Several hypotheses are being considered by the police, including the possibility that the woman was a victim of domestic violence. The vehicle license plate reader at Alicante Elche Airport is being installed this week to clamp down on both legal and illegal taxi operators who work from the airport without the appropriate licenses. It was in March of this year that we reported how the Councillor for Transport in the municipality of Elche, Justino Delgado, confirmed the move to help prevent unlicensed pirate taxis and those from outside the area from accessing the location. Local police in the Valencia town of Rafal have reached out to the younger members of society by using their own hashtag on social network sites. Through their #PLRFL tag, they've already received questions relating to such subjects as bullying, violence and drugs, all of which have been answered. The police vehicles are also fitted with a barcode, enabling those with smartphones to contact them straight away in an initiative billed as the first of its kind, whereas the police have reached out directly to members of the local communities in this manner. Following industrial action earlier this year, firefighters in Alicante will now be able to benefit from better working conditions, including a life insurance policy that pays out in the event of injury or death whilst on duty or during any activities in their private life. The policy even pays out in the event of suicide. Prior to the negotiations, other town hall workers had these benefits attached to their contract, but firefighters were excluded, believed to be a cost-saving exercise on account of their higher premiums for the high-risk work. A man from A Coruña is starting a 2-year prison sentence after being found guilty of the crime of bank robbery. The incident dates back to February when the man went to his local branch intent on withdrawing what little money was in his account and subsequently closing it. The bank attendant told him there was no money in his account as it had all gone towards the account fees. Shocked by the news, the man started shouting and demanding explanations as to where his money had gone before jumping over the counter, opening a cash drawer and taking a solitary €5 note by means of compensation for his apparent loss. The 2-year prison sentence was a reduction based on his sincere regret about the incident. For more details on these stories, visit the website www.theleader.info.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.